All right, we'll call our meeting back to order, and Vicki, you want to take us through this?
Okay, yes, I will. First of all, I just want to put a disclaimer right here so you guys don't get panicked or anything like that.
Okay.
This looks bad, but remember, this is just 3 months.
3 months.
Yeah. So that's basically, you know, okay, just so it's, right now, this is not real credible. I mean, it is 3 months, it is paid, but we're hoping that when we get to 6 months, that's going to ease out, because renewal is a long way down the road. But you know, like, that was one of my commitments to you guys, is I would bring it so you'd see how's what's going on. And so here we are, okay? Basically, I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory, but you can see the premium billed that you paid for those 3 months. That's $381,115.72. I don't think I have to go into all that. But then you can see under below that your claims, and these are pure claims. This doesn't have any administrative expenses or anything. This is claims, okay? So the hospital paid, now this says incurred, and Regina's probably going to have to help me on this, but there's been $136,000 incurred, outpatient hospital $113,000, and I'm rounding, physicians $116,000, and then your pharmacy $53,000. This is quite a bit. I think we figured about $36,000 or 30-something thousand dollars higher than your first quarter with Cox was last year.
How much more higher?
It's about 30. That's an approximate.
30,000 or
yeah, somewhere in the 30s. Higher than it was last year. So it's a little heavier. I don't really have an explanation for that other than we've got some sick people there, okay? Then it goes into things and shows you how many subscribers. You have 160 subscribers that were employee only, 36 subscribers that are employee and spouse, 71 that are employee and children, and then 13 employee and family. So overall, you got 280 subscribers on there, yeah, employees on there, okay, which is pretty close to your 300. Then it shows you the number of members, and so it actually goes into how many dependents and so forth. So you had a total of 492 members, including spouses and children, you know, on there, okay. So that's that basically is what that report there is. The next page, excuse me, just breaks it out by January, February, and March, what the actual paid claims and the incurred claims are, and then how much of it is prescription. Okay, any questions on that? I mean, it's pretty, you know, black and white. That's just what it is. At this point, the total incurred is $419,000 as of at the end of March. Now, we'll tell you the reason we're into at the end of June, there's a two-month runoff. So the claims, in other words, they won't print out claims until about 60 days or about 2 months after the stop period there so they can pull them out. But these are claims that were through the March, okay? Incurred in that period of time. The next page just shows you incurred claims by coverage type and relationship. How many of the claims are actually for the employees, and that's where your big one is, 188,000. Of course, that's where the biggest majority of the membership is. But that breaks it out. How many's employee only? I mean, how many's employees? How many is the employee spouse? And you can see the spouses incurred like $57,634. Children, you got 35,000 in children, which is, I think, Jenny, you said that's about 21% of the total claims. And then you've got on the family, the ones that employ family units, you've got about 4,600 that were on spouses and 4,800 that were on children. So the biggest majority of this is employees. Yeah. So then it goes into the per member per month, and this is where they take the total claims and divide it up by the number of actual members and come up with, you know, what the, that's not the rate, that's just what they were paying off, yeah, per member per month. the next page actually goes into the number of employees that were covered during January, the number of employees that were covered in February, and the number of employees covered in March. So that number just kind of fluctuates a little bit, not a whole lot, and then goes through the total incurred. The bottom of that, I think, is one of your, that's the large claimants. You've had some pretty big claims, and we won't go into specifics because we're not in executive session anymore, but the first claim there was $54,000. You can just see, you know, what those claims are, and those are the top claims over $10,000 for the first 3 months. Hmm. Now, I will point out, and I know that y'all are...
Can I ask one question on your chart here?
Yes.
You have active / termed. What's that mean? What's termed mean?
Termed is a former employee, so okay. That claim was a specific condition that someone who's no longer active on your group plan has terminated.
Yeah.
And something I'll just add is these are seven different individuals. No one member can be on here twice. It's not like this person could have this condition or that condition. There's seven different individuals. They take the highest dollar paid with associated with that diagnosis and show only the diagnosis that incurred the most dollar amounts.
Gotcha.
So some of those could actually have other charges and they're not included in this?
Yeah, they could have other charges in that total, but they're going to use the diagnosis that carried the most dollars.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Thank you.
And what I was going to say is that if you look at these, there's none of these that could have been prevented by wellness. I mean, I just want to applaud the fact that y'all are doing the wellness, that you've got your wellness center. But these are, you're going to have some of these claims that can't be helped by the wellness and losing weight and stuff like that. And I think that majority of these are that. So it's not a disparagement on your wellness center is what I'm trying to say. It's not something that you're saying, wow, that's not helping us, because these are not claims that would prevent. Any other questions, comments?
I'm looking at one thing real fast.
Okay.
It looks like $150,000 was by seven employees. Yeah. So.
Yeah, that must be close.
35% was seven employees.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And were this about, you said about 30,000 higher than last year at the same time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. 36. Now, what we had from Cox last year, John, what was that you said? That included, the Cox didn't include the IBNR. The Cox thing that I was looking at did not include the incurred, but not reported or whatever like that, which these do include the incurred. So it's not quite as bad, but it's still about $30,000 even when you look at it that way.
Okay.
So it's running a little higher. We should have the second quarter in August.
Okay.
So we'll be able to look at that and see if that's leveled off. Hoping it has.
That's two.
So... If you take per average, per employee, that's where you were going, wasn't it, Jim?
Yeah.
With take the average that are spent on the seven employees and add that in, then we would be lower than we were.
Our per employee
premium, right?
We won't be lower because we had the same amount of employees.
I'm talking about per employee.
They were there last year, too.
Okay.
And if I'd like to add something, I know you guys weren't on a PPO plan, but it's not unusual for us to see larger numbers in the first three quarters of the year.
First three months
of the year. A lot of times people, if they're on a PPO plan, they have a deductible, and they wait till January, February, and start accumulating for their deductible. Or something else that employees sometimes look at is if they have a flexible spending account. If they know they're going to have a surgery or they're going to have something done, a lot of times if your flexible spending account is dwindling at the end of the year, it's something they can kind of put off towards January, February, March. We see that happen a lot. they'll put money in, so they'll have money in flexible spending to help cover that.
Makes sense.
So mm-hmm. these numbers, it's not these PMPM incurred PMPM on the page two. This is what our underwriters will look at whenever they figure your renewal. And because of the incurred, the IBNR is just an estimate that they put in there that's trying to satisfy the claims that we know that's coming into the warehouse conditions we've got going. That when we get those claims actually processed, that number's going to come down. And so probably next time we'll see these incurred PMPMs and for January, February, March, we'll probably see them level off or come down some.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Y'all have a little time now? Or
yes.
I'll run down and see if any of those fellows are here.
Okay.
And,
we'll recess till 1 o'clock.
Dang, we'll check on that. Good luck.